Ian Smith's had a good match here.
Stumped by Smithy.
Ian Smith really is top class at his job.
Yeah, and producer Logan is back in the hot seat. Forgive my voice, guys. I lost it on Saturday, and I'm still trying to get it back. It's somewhere there in Tauranga. But up for grabs today, after yesterday's stumping by Smithy of Ed from Tolaga Bay, up for grabs today is a $150 TAB bonus bet, plus some Sleep Drops Daytime Revive. Try New Zealand Sleep Drops for all ages, lifestyle stages, and sleeping challenges. Always read the label and take as directed. Check out sleepdrops.co.nz. Smithy, before we bring in our first contestant to the crease, how are you feeling about that 150?
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it? $150 is a lot of money. It's a big race day today too, with races coming in from Australia as well as Cambridge Synthetic. So plenty of opportunities for the horse punters there, and plus the opportunities to bet on New Zealand Māori tonight against Ireland. Save it up for the All Blacks at the weekend. I would imagine those odds are just getting tighter and tighter the whole time with all the defections from the All Black camp. Or you could perhaps put it on Hawke's Bay in the Shield Challenge today. There's a point start existing for South Canterbury of 69.5 points. Now that is a hell of a head start. It means you basically can't allow to have too many flat patches in the game, and you can't concede many points to get a make a double. So I think that's a fairly healthy start as well for South Canterbury today, and I'm Hawke's Bay through and through. So how am I feeling? Not confident. I don't think we've got it up to 200 very often before.
No, you'd be right. I don't believe that's happened since I took on this role a few months ago. But hey, first up for the crease that has a chance to go for that 150, Brenton from Auckland. Come in, mate.
How are you, brother?
Yeah, I mean, croaky, but I'm getting there. How are you doing? You feeling good?
Yeah, oh, no, Smithy's on a bit of a heater, so I don't know. Just got to pick something he doesn't know.
Rightio, what are the subjects? What are the subjects today, Logan?
Well, see how you go. Today's topics are baseball, soccer, football, and rugby league. Take your pick.
I'll go rugby league.
See how Smithy goes here. Good luck to you both. Of course, being that we had Justin Morgan on today, if you haven't heard that interview, if you missed it, go check out the SNZ app or wherever you get podcasts to listen to that again. It was a beauty. All our questions are about the Warriors. First one for you, Brenton. Who scored the first ever try in first grade rugby league for the Warriors?
No, he was the captain. I'm going to go Sean Hoppy, I think.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Hey, Richie was very eager to give you the no there. Smithy, over to you.
Yeah, actually, Brenton, I think we had this earlier in the week when we were talking about famous Australian warriors who had come over and plied their trade for New Zealand and done a pretty good job at it. And he was on my list, this guy. I'm pretty sure it's Phil Blake.
Just a couple of chips down the wicket, right in the slot, and away it goes.
Sure was. Mount Rushmore there yesterday, actually, so unfortunate for you, Brenton. Back to the pavilion. That's the first stumping of the day. Kevin from Cambridge, sorry. Come in, mate. You ready to go?
Yeah,
how you
going, boys? Gee, I can't believe Smitty's on a roll like this. I don't know what he's on, but you better swab him this end of this week.
It's a bit harsh. It's a bit harsh, Kev, from Cambridge. A bit harsh.
Mate, have some faith, have some faith. Second question for you, Kevin. Which Warriors player has won the Simon Mannering Medal for the past two seasons?
Which Warrior player
has won
the past two seasons?
Yeah, the Player of the Year award.
Oh, that would have been Roger.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Good guess. Smithy, over to you.
No, I don't think it was RTS. I'm thinking maybe it's got to be an inspirational leader type player, I think, for me, someone who motivates them. So I'm going to go Adam Fanua Blake.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
When you said inspirational player, Smithy, I thought you were really lining this up. It was Tohu Harris.
Of course it was. Tohu Harris. Hawke's Bay! How did I forget that?
It's all right. Still one more on the line. 150 out for grabs here, Kevin, and the Sleep Drops Daytime Revive. Ivan Cleary holds the Warriors record for most points scored in a season with 242. In what year did that happen?
Oh, God. Ivan Cleary, most points, what year? When did he leave the Warriors? Oh, I'm going to go 2011.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
Yeah, I'm not even giving you a hint here, Smithy. See how you go.
No, it's, I think that's a little bit too late in Ivan Cleary's career. I think he goes way back a bit further, actually, than that. He's still a relatively young guy. How long has he been out of playing rugby league? I don't know, 15, 20 years probably. I'm going back to last century. I'm going to 1998.
One of the worst things I have ever seen done on a cricket field.
You were a lot closer, Smithy. 2002, the year the Warriors made the grand final for the very first time. Of course, they lost that to the Sydney City Roosters. But hey, yes, Ivan Cleary.
Well, you're like Penrith Panthers. You can be a fan now, Kevin, because you've got up without getting up. You've got up. I don't know. Quirky rules. The bloody quirky rules of this game. You can have three wrong answers and still win. Because the host is an absolute dipstick at times. I should have got Tohu Harris. That would have put you to bed straight away. But Kevin from Cambridge, stay on the line, my friend. Yeah, you have won $150 worth of TAB product.
Thank you, Smitty.
Invest it wisely and make a fortune, my friend. Good luck.
Good. It's going on the Irish on Saturday night.
Ooh, going on the Irish. Yeah. Don't mind that as from a betting perspective. Hart doesn't like it, but mine says it's not a bad option at all, and they are big outsiders.